It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball with former Major Leaguer Tony Gwynn Jr. and Odyssey Insider Cody Decker.
Chaos, ladies and gentlemen. There's no other word to describe Major League Baseball right now other than chaos. Welcome to a new week of Major League Baseball, one of the final weeks of Major League Baseball, I should really say, and welcome to Big Time Baseball for Odyssey Sports. I'm Cody Decker, former professional baseball player, turned professional smartass on the radio, and with me, as always, my main man. You hear him in San Diego all the time. You hear him down on the Fan in San Diego. He is the one and only Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony, how you been, man?
I am well, Cody. I think your words describe it perfectly, right? Chaos, and there's a lot of it going on, and this would be a good show for you, for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, we got so much taking place. The NL West, the top spot, still up for grabs, even though it's only two games. The NL East, absolutely up for grabs, not to mention the AL wild card, for lack of a better phrase. It's wild, man. The AL wild card is crazy. We still legitimately I would say four teams, but you can make the argument that there are five teams still within reach of the last, not one, but two wild card spots over in the American League.
Yeah, no, they're playing the best, right? The team hanging on to the second spot just got swept. And so you're right. I mean, Toronto's still in it. Seattle's still in it. You could make the argument Oakland is still in it. They've won three straight. Yankees seem to be surging, and they have had just an amazing peak and valley all season long. Like, they will play some of the worst baseball where you think there's no way they can bounce back from this. And in a light switch, they become the hottest team in baseball, or one of the hottest teams in baseball. Giancarlo is not somebody to be dealt with right now. People who are behind that left center field street down there all had to have gloves or be paying attention, because he had some baseballs flying out of the ballpark over the weekend.
It was frightening. And not only did he hit homers out of that ballpark and put them way out of Fenway, but he hit two specifically. By the way, this is an unbelievable stat. This is an unbelievable stat about this weekend. Do you know how many base runners Giancarlo Stanton left on base this last weekend?
None.
Zero. He knocked in everyone that was ever on base for him this weekend. Unbelievable. Do not throw to Giancarlo Stanton for the final seven games of the season. But first things first, we got to talk about the St. Louis Cardinals, because this was a team we all faded in the first half. Second half really started putting it together. And now we're talking 2001 Moneyball Oakland A's type shit. 16 wins in a row. They can't stop winning. Harrison Bader has become my favorite player in the world. I think I even tweeted saying this guy looks like he gets out of bed and vigorously plays air guitar while watching Guy Fieri all day. And I'm assuming that's how he lives his life, because that's how he plays baseball. And I didn't realize how much I loved him until this weekend.
Dude, Harrison Bader is a guy built out of the 90s, but could have played in the 80s, playing in 2021. I mean, I got a chance to see all three of their outfielders in St. Louis. The Padres had to go up there for a three-game set. They got swept. You can have Harrison Bader. I'll take Tyler O'Neill. The bodybuilder is, I think, one of the most athletic dudes in the game. This dude can float. I think he's got the fastest time down to first base this season. He's got crazy pop, and he is as hot as any player on that squad right now. He killed the Padres. He had a big two-run shot in the second game of that series with the Padres up 2-1 in the eighth, and he's just been doing the same thing in that series in Chicago. This team is playing the best baseball in the league. Aside from, you got the stalwarts like Wainwright and Molina. By the way, Wainwright's pitching as good as anybody in the league. He's going tonight as they take on the Brewers. That team is a dangerous team right now. The question is, can they sustain this? Because they're going to be playing in a one-game playoff, and you can win all of these games in a row and really look good. You lose that one game, it's over. You know, but this has been a remarkable run for the Cardinals for sure.
It really has been. And, you know, you mentioned Tyler O'Neill. I played against Tyler O'Neill so many times, and I was always wondering because he kept getting all these call-ups from basically 2014 on, and he wasn't really kind of panning out, and it almost seemed like he wouldn't pan out. But he got endless opportunities, but you're watching him now finally living up to the hype that was surrounding him throughout his entire minor league career. Yeah, you're not lying. The bodybuilder can flat out rake. He can run as good as anybody. But here's the thing. This is my one complaint on the bodybuilder content, because I will say the guy is jacked. Jack to the gills, but he is a little shorter, so those muscles kind of compact a little bit.
I haven't seen him up close and personal. Like, I haven't been on the field. I just have seen him because they were playing the Padres. So I didn't realize how tall is he.
I'd say 5'10", 5'11", maybe, okay. maybe 6 foot. But I think I'm being a little generous here. But I will say, you know what he reminded me of? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's an optical illusion because he's so jacked. Perhaps he's like Daniel Robertson. Remember D-Rob, little D-Rob, who used to fly around the center field all the time when we were with the Pods?
Yes.
Maybe he's just not short, but he's so jacked that he seems short. It's almost like you're wearing high socks.
I can see what you're talking about. I just know that outfield, him, Bader, Carlson, I saw one of the best defensive series from an outfield. And they're all starting to come into their own. And that's the thing that, you know, when you get into the playoffs, you get guys who are this hot playing at that time, you can become an unstoppable force. So it'll be interesting to see how they do in the playoffs. Brewers clinched last night. So, you know, that division's done. But both of those teams are as good as it gets. The Cardinals playing, as you said, some of the best baseball in the league.
Yeah, and you mentioned it. Listen, about 7 games left in the season. They are up 6 games on both Cincinnati and Philly. So I think it's safe to say, with the magic number being 1, it would take a miracle. And I mean an absolute miracle for the Cardinals not to be in the playoffs. They are pretty much have it all said and done on the National League side. And of course, we got the Dodgers, who are about to start a series against San Diego Padres. Only 2 series left for the Dodgers. They're trying to battle out of that top wild card spot. But the Giants just will not stop. For instance, the Dodgers just had a great 6-game run where they went 5-1, and they still dropped a game to the Giants. That's how good the Giants have been. 2 100-win seasons for both of these teams, and one of them has to play in a 1-game playoff. You got to say, it's a bit criminal, would you say?
It definitely is. It doesn't happen often. But in situations like this, it definitely becomes a focus of everybody, because it just doesn't seem right. Right. I mean, listen, both of these teams have reached 100 wins, as you mentioned. And it's a shame that the two best teams in baseball, I don't think there's any argument there. Right. One of them could likely go home after 1 game. But at the same time, because it doesn't happen, in my opinion, at least, because it doesn't happen all that much, I don't know that there's a rule change that needs to be made based on it. This just doesn't happen all that much. But this year, it's one of those years.
Yeah, and it's been a crazy, crazy year. I can't believe we're actually finally here. It's the last 7 games of the season, and man, it's not all said and done is the thing. You know, we normally see races kind of wrapped up by now, but they're not, because we mentioned the NL wildcard being wrapped up. We know that the West is not completely set between the Dodgers and the Giants. Central has been set for about, I don't know, June. But I will say that the NL East is still up for grabs. Now, the Braves did swipe another win yesterday from the San Diego Padres, who I think we can all agree, San Diego Padres, not just the most disappointing team in baseball this season. I would actually go as far to say this has got to be the most disappointing season in the entire 51 years of the San Diego Padres.
I would say it's up there. I know the 85 team had the lead going into the break, and then kind of had a tailspin downwards thereafter. That was the year after they got to the World Series in 84. However, this is up there. And I think you could argue that it's at the top because of the additions that were made for this ball club, because of the money that was spent on this ball club. It gives a legitimate argument for being at the top spot, because I don't think any of us at any point, maybe other than until this past week or maybe 2 weeks, thought that the Padres weren't going to be in the postseason somehow, some way.
At no point did it even cross my mind, in fact.
No.
Not only that, take a look at just the Vegas odds. Up until a month and a half ago, the Padres' odds of getting into the playoffs were over 95%.
Yeah.
That's how high they were up on that second wild card spot. So say they plummeted down to an absolute 0% two nights ago is actually staggering. It's just an I mean, there were other aspects. Other teams played well, such as the Cardinals.
Right, 16 straight, for sure. But that's how – but you're right. Like, I don't know that we've ever seen odds go down that fast since they started really taking, you know, numbers on this stuff, right? 95% as late as, what'd you say, a month ago, Cody?
Yeah, about a month and a half ago. I mean, it was very recent, to the point where it looked like it was all locked up.
Even 3 weeks ago, it was still in the 70% range. I mean, this isn't like a complete this is a complete fall off in terms of those numbers, but yeah, they didn't play well. I mean, they didn't play well. If you want to break it down, they didn't hit well. They got injured down the stretch. I mean, your best pitcher going from August to September was Blake Snell. One of the first starts he makes in September, he pulls his groin, and then he's pretty much, well, he hasn't pitched since that point. Yu Darvish kind of took a long time to get right before he was back pitching well again. You had the injury, injuries that took place with a guy like Chris Paddock. And so, you know, it's tough to win in September when you got at least three bullpen days that you're trying to, you know, sort through on a bullpen that was already had a pretty high usage rate.
But we bring up the Padres because they just played a series against the Atlanta Braves, and the Braves handled their business. They were must-win ball games, by the way, and they won them. I would actually venture to say of their three-game series that took place last weekend, specifically it was the Saturday game, the massive comeback from behind victory that they had, and that was very much a must-win game because the Phillies just beat up on the Pirates, which at the time they were only one game back. Now we're sitting here going into the final week of the season. The NL East stands as such. Right now, the Braves are in first place with 83 wins. Behind them, 2.5 games, the Philadelphia Phillies still in this race. But it's going to come down to some massive things here. Particularly, I've never been big on strength of schedule. I think there is a lot of aspects to it because I do think there's a lot of teams that play spoiler just as much as any top organization. So say you're going to go play against the Milwaukee Brewers right now. I think the Brewers are going to start ramping up their guys getting ready for the playoffs, but at the end of the day, they're not going to overstretch. They're not going to overuse their pitching staffs at the moment. So I honestly think that strength of schedule is not going to play as much of a hand as it could. But looking going forward, the Braves got three games against the Mets, and the Mets have just been – to say that they're phoning it in right now is an understatement.
Yeah. No, they haven't played well. You're right about the Braves. That series, although it wasn't a big series for the Padres, it was a huge series for the Braves. And they lost the makeup game from July 21st, but then swept the series. And they did so many things well that you could see this team, you know, being a problem in the postseason. I mean, they took advantage of all the mistakes the Padres made. They got big home runs. And we talked about the additions of Soler and guys like Jock Peterson and guys like Adam Duvall. They all showed up in a huge way in that big win you were talking about Saturday. And so, although the Phillies took care of business, they won 3 out of 4 against Pittsburgh. That one game they lost puts this in a much more comfortable spot for the Braves going into this series coming up here against the Phillies. They could have very well been a half a game behind with a chance to really, take 2 or 3 in terms of the Phillies. But now they're going to go into this 2.5 games out and pretty much needing a sweep in order to, you know, really put some heat on the Braves. So, as you mentioned, I've always said that, you know, we look at the schedules and we see how tough the records of the teams who are playing against some of these teams trying to get in. And what we don't realize is what you brought up is that these teams, especially now, the timing is everything, right? The Brewers have clinched. You got some of these other teams that probably, you mentioned the Mets, who've packed it in. So it changes the dynamic in terms of who you're facing and when you're facing. So we'll see how they last or how they go up. But this next series between the Braves and Phillies is going to be huge.
Yeah, especially because both of them are playing against not very good teams. You got the Braves right now going up against the Mets. You got the Phillies going to play three against Miami. And then they come together to finish out the season against each other. You couldn't have drawn it up any better. The fact that you're going to have those final three games that are going to decide the NL East. I'm really, really excited for that going forward. But listen, we've talked a lot about the National League. We got to talk about the elephant in the room, and that is the American League. We already talked about Giancarlo Stanton and what he's done, and pretty much as everything is said and done in the American League, with the exception of the insanity that is the AL wildcard. And I just want to point it out to you again. We talked about it all season, but even though there's only seven games left, there are still five teams within three games of each other in this wildcard spot. And the team that I'd fade the most, honestly, would be the Oakland A's, who are currently three games out. It's not out of the realm of possibility they can get back in it. I just don't think it's very likely. Time is simply not on their side. But you got the Toronto Blue Jays, who are only one game behind the Boston Red Sox. And about those Red Sox, they just got swept at home by the New York Yankees. I will say this about the Yankees. They're currently holding the top spot by one game over the Red Sox. I don't trust this team in October at all. And it's what
you're talking about, the Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees. And this is why it's something you said earlier. It's peaks and valleys, man. They don't flatline at all. They're either the best team in the world or they are a low A team at best.
Yeah, no, that's what scares you about them in the playoffs, right? Is they haven't had a lot of consistency. As you said, they've been the best team or they've been one of the worst teams in the league. And so you get into the playoffs, it's not that they can't win. You just don't know what to expect from. It's hard to predict exactly what you're going to get from them. So I just think when it comes to a team like the Yankees, if their offense isn't doing what they need it to do, it's going to be tough for them. And I just don't know that they have the dependable starters that you would need, you know, aside from Gerrit Cole, in order to compete in a deep run in the postseason.
Yeah, and it's been a little worrisome about that team, but they do have the top slot with seven to go, one game above Boston.
This series coming up against Toronto is their chance to kind of put some separation between them and everybody else. But at the same time for Toronto, I think we find out who they are, right? This will be one of the biggest series because they follow that with the Baltimore Orioles, who they're the Baltimore Orioles. So yes, you know what that series is going to likely end up like. But this is a big series for both teams, though, for sure.
If Toronto can win this series against the New York Yankees, we are going to be sitting. We're going to have Toronto in the playoffs. They are currently one game behind the Boston Red Sox. And by the way, all you 90s fans out there, the Seattle Mariners are two games out. They're two games out. I want it to happen so bad, Tony. So, so bad. I want Toronto and Seattle to get these top two slots so bad, just because it would be different and it would feel like a bit of the changing of the guard in baseball for me. And I do think, quite frankly, I'd welcome it.
I wouldn't be mad at it. Listen, I always enjoy seeing good teams get in. I have a personal connection with the Mariners. My man Ty Francis over there got traded from San Diego to Seattle. And at the time, it was like, man, you're going from a really good team to a really bad team last year. And a year later, it's that team is ahead of where the Padres are and still pushing for a playoff spot. And you know, that team, it would be cool to see both them and the Toronto Blue Jays in there. It would give it a different feel for sure. Both squads are really young. Love Crawford over there at shortstop, kind of coming into his own. You got the grizzled vet and Seager and his last year on his deal over there. It makes for a great storyline, and people will tune in to watch.
Yeah, and I know I would. And at the end of the day, after that mock brawl that took place last week, I am clamoring for a Rays Blue Jays ALDS series so very bad. I just want to see it. And listen, I'm really excited going into this last week. Like we mentioned, just the fact that we got a separation of literally three games that is separating two spots. That's just incredible between five teams. It's just, this is where baseball is at its best. And you better believe my eyes are all over this New York Yankees and Blue Jays series. I'm fired up. There's nothing else to say about it other than I'm fired up. But I did look at the rundown, and I want to mention something that our producer Dylan put out there. And this is what I love about this thing, because you can tell, just, I know he didn't mean it this way, but I read it as, this guy is so mad that he's a Mets fan, because he just wrote down, if you had to put a percentage of what chance you would give the Blue Jays to make a late push, like 100%. They're one game out, man. They're one game out. They're right there.
That screams, I hate that I'm a Mets fan. That 100% does. It is not a surprise. We know our producer Dylan wears his heart on his sleeve when it comes to his Mets, and as you said, they have packed it in. But yeah, the percentage is as you said, it's 100%. They will make a late push. Does late push mean get in? I don't know. We'll find out. But I certainly think they got a good chance. And this is their opportunity. This series against the Yankees, I think will tell us all we need to know about the Blue Jays in terms of, are they ready to make that next big step?
Yeah, and all those people that are sitting around clamoring for, you know, Vladdy Jr. to be the MVP, which, by the way, anyone who thinks that, you're wrong. But I will say that the other person
wrong
on that team who I'd actually say who makes just as much of a case as Vladdy is Marcus Semien. The year he's having right now, I mean, you could say everything you want about Vladdy. Semien right now is about to set a new record for home runs by a second baseman. Major League Baseball has been around for 150 years. He's going to break a record that's existed for 150 years. He's going to be the best ever at that. I mean, that's just incredible to me that we actually are getting this.
I mean, talk about playing your best baseball when you need to. I mean, the Blue Jays has needed him. He's going into free agency. There's just so much that lines up for him. You know what? It's been fun to watch. He's not your prototypical, you know, superstar. Like he just kind of goes about his business and plays the game. And he seemingly has gotten better and better and better. And right now he's playing as well as he's played ever, I think, in his career.
Question for you, Tony, going into the final week of baseball, what are you hoping for? What are you hoping to see break out with this wild card? And more importantly, what do you think is going to happen with this wild card?
Okay, what I think will happen with the American League East wild card?
Specifically the American League wild card. What do you think is going to happen, and what do you want to happen? Because those could be very different things.
I would love to see some crazy four-team tie at the top where you get like a 163-163, and then you have to go into your wild card. You know, that would, into your first wild card game. I would love to see a large tie at the thing. What I think will happen, I ultimately think the Yankees and I think the Blue Jays get in. I think they find a way to get into this playoffs. I think ultimately they'll still end the season with Baltimore. And I know anything can happen in baseball, but as long as I think they don't get swept by the Yankees, I think they'll find a way to get in because of those last three games against Baltimore.
I like it. And what you said when you said what you were hoping for, Tony, have you been reading my diary? Because yes, that's exactly what I want. I want a four-way tie, and I want the four-way tie to be decided with a game 163 into the wild card game. My goodness, it would just be the greatest thing that ever happened. However, what I think is going to happen is, I agree with you on the Blue Jays. I do think the Blue Jays are going to get into the playoffs. but I'm not sold on the Yankees. I still think the Red Sox are still going to come out on top of the Yankees. And it all depends on this series between Toronto and New York. That's where it all lies for me. Because after that game, if the Blue Jays take 2 of 3 from New York, I think the Blue Jays are in. Now, how do the Yankees survive that after that? Because we've seen how the Yankees survive losses.
They got Tampa the end of season, too.
Yeah, tough. Tough way to go out. So we'll see. But I truly think we're going to see Boston and Toronto. Possibly not in that order, but I think we're going to have Boston and Toronto. But hey, that's why this week is going to be so great. We have no idea what we're about to see.
Yeah, no, one of the big dogs, both of us think one of the big dogs will get in, Yankees or Red Sox, me Yankees, you Red Sox, but I think we both agree Toronto gets in. So that's why we played a game. This last week should be a lot of fun.
It is, and I hope you guys are going to enjoy it as much as we are. This has been me and Tony Gwynn Jr. for Big Time Baseball and Odyssey Sports. Tony, where can people find you?
You can find me at Tony Gwynn Jr. on IG. You can find, at Tony _ Gwynn Jr. on IG. You can find me at Tony Gwynn Jr. on Twitter. You can also find me on 97.3 The Fan, co-host of Gwynn and Chris from 3 to 7 Monday through Friday. And of course, you can catch me here with Cody every week.
Absolutely. You could find me on Twitter at Decker6 and Instagram Antihero Baseball. And also check out my other show that I'm doing with Ryan Horvath with Odyssey Sports, BetMGM MLB Podcast, powered by BetQL. Yes, that is the full title of the show. It's a great baseball show with a long name. Tony, I can't wait to be back with you next week, man. And we're going to be talking about, quite frankly, we're going to find out whether or not you and I were right. And I am fired up.
Yeah, should be a good time. This is going to be a crazy, crazy week of baseball.
Yeah, it is. I can't wait for that as well. Guys, so much baseball to be locked onto. And don't forget about the Dodgers and Giants. That is still a race you need to watch because, you know, you're down there in San Diego. You got the Pods going to be taking on the Dodgers. I still have to believe that the Padres aren't going to phone it in. They're going to try to take on the Dodgers in L.A.
They didn't phone it in against the Braves. I don't think they're phoning in. They get a piece of each of them, right? They play 3 here starting tomorrow against the Dodgers, and then following that, 3 against the Giants. So both teams will get to play them, and Padres will have a say one way or the other.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see it, guys. Well, enjoy your week, everybody. Be safe out there. And that is it for us on Big Time Baseball. Check in next Monday for our next show. Be safe. Beat it.